This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation is refusing to bow to pressure from tour operators in Phang Nga to ease the restrictions on visitors to the Similan Islands. Song Tam Suk Sawong, the director of the National Parks Division of the department, says the decision to limit the number of daily visitors to 3,325 was intended to preserve the environment. Stayovers at the Similans are also banned under the new guidelines. He said the department doesn't want a repeat of the situation of previous years when the number of daily visitors spiraled to up to 7,000 on some days, well beyond the capability of the islands to cope. He said the department doesn't want to see the Similans end up like Maya Bay, which was recently closed indefinitely due to extensive damage caused to coral reefs and the beachfront from unlimited visitors. Tour operators boycotted the Similans earlier this week in protest. They took them all to Koh Sarin instead. The vaccine denial, common in some Muslim communities, is contributing to the deaths of at least six patients, including children, during a measles outbreak in the far south. Though vaccines are proven to prevent diseases, the Department of Disease Control is worried that a measles epidemic is quickly spreading in the three southernmost provinces of Yala, Patani and Narittiwat due to a large proportion of the residents rejecting immunisation for religious reasons. Yala province alone has experienced nearly 500 measles infections since the sometimes deadly disease began spreading in June this year. So far, there's been six deaths in the province, and the infection rate has rapidly risen since September. The Vaccine Preventable Diseases Division Director says the main cause of the mass outbreak of measles in the far south is the large number of Muslims who are refusing to take vaccines. Parents wrongly believe it would be against Islamic teaching to allow their children to be immunized by taking the vaccine. Good heavens, it's 2018. And the National Anti-Corruption Commission has given a fact-finding committee 15 days to determine why its Assistant Secretary-General, Piset Nakapan, pulled a gun on a taxi driver at the Cheung Watana government complex in northern Bangkok. Images captured by the taxi's dashboard camera, of course widely circulated online, shows a man resembling Piset drawing a pistol and pointing at the taxi driver. The NACC Secretary-General has confirmed that the gun-wielding man was Piset, but insisted this was a personal matter and had nothing to do with his official position or duties. The Deputy Secretary-General of the NACC will lead the fact-finding committee assigned to investigate the incident. Former monk Wirapon Sukpon, known as the jet-setting monk, was given another 16 years behind bars for taking a 14-year-old girl away from her parents and raping her for nearly 2 years, almost two decades ago. The Ratchada Pisek Criminal Court judge said the 16-year sentence would be added to the 20-year prison term he was given in August over charges of public fraud, money laundering and violation of the Computer Crimes Act. The courts also accused the former monk of abusing his status to take advantage of a young girl and tarnishing the religion. Meanwhile, in Chiang Mai, an abbot has been arrested and defrocked for allegedly sexually abusing more than 10 boys at his temple in Hang Nong District. The 37-year-old former abbot has now had his title reverted back to his lay name following his arrest at the Wat Siwari Satan. The warrant was issued on October the 11th after several boys and their parents filed complaints with the Provincial Police Bureau 5. The mothers of the boys had collaborated their stories following their sons approaching them individually. When the mothers met to discuss the issue, they decided to go to police. And marine biologist Dr. Ton Tamrong Nawasawat says Maya Bay is starting to recover after many black-tipped reef sharks were found swimming around this week. Dr. Ton has commented on the video showing the black-tipped reef sharks found swimming near the shores of Maya Bay. He says, "I've seen them about two or three times in the past week that I've been there. This time almost 20 of them have been sighted. It means that the recovery plan is working." He says that black-tipped reef sharks are important to the biological system. They're predators which help control the number and the kind of fishes near coral reefs. If you'd like to see that video, it's at thetiger.com, also on our Facebook page.